As it lobbies for a larger budget, the Haines Police Department will bring back the blotter. And new environmental education tours are approved by the Haines Assembly. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. This week, Haines Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan announced that the police blotter is coming back. The police chief hopes it will help build community support as he lobbies for an increased law enforcement budget. About 5 months ago, Police Chief Heath Scott stopped providing the department's usual blotter to the local newspaper. Scott had been on the job about 4 months. He said the blotter reflected poorly on the department because of the amount of trivial calls it included.
There was a lot of people in the department that thought it was just comical, and it made the department look silly.
The Chilkat Valley News, which prints the blotter, protested Scott limiting the information. Since then, the police have provided weekly reports that include arrests and more serious incidents. The reports do not include pocket dials, verbal warnings, or minor disturbances. Scott's decision to limit the blotter was met with mostly negative reactions in letters to the editor in the paper and at public meetings. At a recent Public Safety Commission meeting, Commissioner Bill McCord raised the subject.
What happened to the police blotter? You know, a lot of people they're not willing to go to meetings, but they'll read, you know, everything in the police blotter.
Scott responded, saying that his department has limited manpower and money.
We're $63,000 over budget. I'm not going to pay somebody to set and use their time to draft a police blotter to give to the papers. As important as I think that is, I'm a steward of the people's money. The budget's not right. When we get that budget right, I want to give this community their blotter.
The police department went more than $30,000 over budget in the first half of this fiscal year. That prompted Scott to ask the Borough Assembly for a $63,000 budget amendment to cover the disparity through the rest of the fiscal year. The Assembly approved the request in a 5-1 vote in mid-March. During that discussion, Assemblymember Heather Lendy said she hoped the department restored the blotter.
And the reason why is I think it helps residents see how busy the police are and what they're doing. And so much of it is community policing. Somebody calls to get a welfare check. Somebody calls because there's a bear in their garbage. And I know that sometimes people think it's jokey or something, but I think it's also reassuring to citizens that our police are there helping us and are answering the phone calls of somebody who's looking out the window and concerned about something.
It looks like Lendy and other residents' requests to bring back the blotter will be fulfilled. Starting the second week of April, Interim Manager Ryan says a more detailed blotter will be back in the paper. But it's not happening without some extra help from a borough staff person outside of the police department. Ryan says Executive Assistant to the Manager Krista Kilsmeyer offered to help compile the blotter. Kilsmeyer is a former Chilkat Valley News reporter who has experience putting the blotter together. Chief Scott says as he goes into FY18 budget talks asking the Assembly for more funding, he needs community support.
And if this is something that the community holds dear, and it's going to get them to listen to us a second time, then we're going to try and make them as happy as we can. I mean, we're not naive to this process. We can't have portions of the community that distrust us or think we're holding back information if we're asking for more budgetary dollars.
Scott says he's still concerned about the blotter reflecting poorly on the police. So the department may continue to leave out some of the more frivolous calls. Scott says the new blotter will probably be somewhere between the detailed rundown it was before and the more curated report it is now. A new outdoor education program gained approval from the Haines Assembly this week. Scott Ramsey applied for a commercial tour permit for his new business, the Alaska Outdoor Science School. He hopes to teach environmental education classes that include hiking and rafting trips.
Recently, after teaching an environmental education course as an adjunct professor in an online platform, I recognized the limitations of explaining concepts from the textbook and realized the incredible opportunity to show students a living classroom, particularly the living textbook here in Haines.
Ramsey plans to work with schools like the University of Alaska and Virginia Wesleyan College to offer hands-on courses in Haines. Ramsey's tour permit includes hikes on trails like Mount Riley and Battery Point and rafting trips on the Klahini, Sirku, and Chilkat Rivers. He writes that the groups will number a dozen students and instructors at the most. Ramsey said he spoke with tour operators who run similar rafting trips around Haines and had not heard any concerns. The assembly reacted positively to Ramsey's plans. Ron Jackson said it was nice to have a non-controversial matter to vote on.
So often we have hearings that about kind of bad stuff sometimes, like yells and things like that, and this is just so nice. Refreshing, so thanks, guys.
The assembly unanimously approved the commercial tour permit. Ramsey's first environmental education course is set for June. A solid waste working group in Haines has been busy trying to figure out if there's a better way for the borough to deal with trash. They've been looking at how trash gets tossed around the region. At their latest meeting, the group took a closer look at the disposal system in Gustavus. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Earlier this month, the working group heard from a representative in Petersburg about their waste disposal system. Carl Hagerman also talked about the Southeast Alaska Regional Solid Waste Authority, a partnership between several communities in the region. Paul Berry manages the city-owned Gustavus Disposal and Recycling Center. He video conferenced into the Solid Waste Group's meeting this week.
We're a service more than a business. We're a service that is structured like a business, but we're primarily a service.
Gustavus's waste disposal system is very similar to Haines. The big difference is that in Gustavus, it's a municipal service. In Haines, it's privately owned business. The Gustavus Center is a self-haul baling facility with a landfill. Residents pay based on weight for waste and recycling. It costs 23 cents per pound for trash, 18 cents for recycling, and 39 cents for unsorted waste. There are a few things that are free to dispose of, including aluminum cans and litter. Let's compare that to the rates at the privately owned Community Waste Solutions in Haines. The sole waste disposal option for local residents is also a self-haul pay-as-you-throw facility. The rates for trash and recycling are a little higher than Gustavus at 25 cents per pound for trash and 23 cents for recycling. But mixed waste is 12 cents less per pound than the Gustavus rate. The company takes separated glass for free and will buy clean aluminum cans for 15 cents per pound. For recycling, community members can also go to the nonprofit donation-based Haines Friends of Recycling. The Gustavus facility also includes a thrift store that generates some revenue and keeps more waste out of the landfill. And residents can compost food waste on site. CWS in Haines takes compostables as well. Barry said community involvement is an important part of the system in Gustavus.
One of the key things about our facility is, as I like to say, having the customer do as much of the work as possible, as opposed to the operator. And that can make a steep learning curve with your new customers. But, you know, with other customers helping out, kind of watching the flow, that can kind of keep things moving.
He said they bale waste to maximize space in the landfill. With space in mind, he said the facility will likely need to start moving in a new direction.
I can see the writing on the wall as far as our capacity, and so I know we need to become more of a transfer station and less of a landfill.
Sally Garten, who represents Community Waste Solutions on the Haines Working Group, said at a previous meeting that the Haines landfill has been in operation since the 1970s and less than half has been used. The committee plans to continue talking to other communities about how to deal with solid waste. They'll hear from Juneau at the next meeting. And the group is looking for two new members. Jeremy Stevens and Diana Lapham resigned this month. Burl Sheldon applied for one of the seats, but with only one voting member present at this week's meeting, his spot couldn't be confirmed yet. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.